following episode of the Local Musician Spotlight originally aired on Wednesday, October 19th, 2022 at 7 p.m. There was an issue with the recording at the start of the session, so we'll splice in an intro and then join the recording in progress. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio at 95.9 on your FM radio dial and KGVM.org online. It's time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. We're in KGVM's secret underground lair in the basement of the Gallatin Labor Temple in our production studio. We're joined tonight by the Jonathan Kennedy Connection. He's got a brand new album just released called Lit Major. We're going to hear some cuts from that tonight and some other songs that Jonathan's done on his previous albums.
From that EP and some other Connection classics from
All right.
The Connection Collection.
There you go. Nice. Yeah, it's good to have classics.
Yeah, there. I just what I find making a bunch of music is that some songs just work better live than others. And so my idea with this new one, Lit Major, was to try to make ones that would be really fun to play live. So they've not quite been road tested yet. And I suppose tonight I'll be debuting one for the first time. But
ooh, nice.
A couple of them I've played live and they are indeed pretty fun to play.
Having a good time doing them.
But yeah, as far as the classics go, kind of just seeing what sticks in the live setting. So on my fifth EP now, it's usually one or two out of each album kind of makes the cut into my live set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good consistent pace, I guess. And
yeah.
Nice to have. Well, okay, yeah, I think you were thinking maybe starting with some of the classics.
Yeah, I'm going to play the first two tunes off my third EP that was called This Time, and this first number is called Drop Me Off. Drop me off up at the next light. If something's off, doesn't feel right. I'm coming off up and down us, all around us. Never found her, lost. I stay alert for what it's worth. Have enough to be sure it's coming true. What do you do when you're called in another station and you miss your favorite tune while you're singing to another one that you barely knew? Watch yourself spilling over the edges. Wash it off, counting your blessings. Thank you.
sky. Don't you cry, cry. Why gonna take what I took? Made you look. Gonna take, take. Tick, 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 tick. When I die, I'll be high in the sky. Don't you cry, cry. Why gonna take what I took? Made you look. Gonna take, take. Tick, 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 tick. Dream, just a dream, just a paranoid dream. I found nothing to be, so I'll just be me. Trickster, mister, mythology. Pathologically lying in my sleep. Brain is flooded with DMT. I see you, you see me, dripping in the IV. What the hell was that dream trying to tell me? Anyways, what'd you say? Okay, when I die, I'll be high. Don't you cry, why take what I took? Made you look, I awake in the lake. Did I make a mistake? Got you sleep, all I see staring at the screen. Gonna be what you mean, what you will. Standing still, moonshine, wanna die. Barely try, counting life next to the truth. Don't know nothing, can't sing. No choice, no voice in the sea. All I see is flooded me, young and me. All I got was enough. R.I.P. D.I.E. Call your love. 36, 63, 64, 65. I will lie when I die. When I die, I'll be dead with a hole in my head. Yeah.
Baby, cut out dolls.
That's a fun one. It definitely made the cut for tracks that I thought would be good to put in the rotation here. So that there were quite a few of them off of Carpe Diem, actually, that I thought were
cool.
B and Bozeman, that one all thought were pretty good.
But I can't do Bozeman live, you know?
Yeah.
I love that song, and I should play it in Bozeman, but there's kind of this call and response vocal thing, and then it's a weird one. It's kind of a downer song, but so, but yeah, I do like that one. Thanks.
Yeah.
I do that Imaginary Paper Cutout Dolls. That's the first song off Carpe Diem, and then the last song you'll ever hear. That's one I do live sometimes too. Another kind of downer one. So I'm trying to do more upbeat, fun numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a man of variation.
They can't all be upbeat.
Yeah. And I think Lit Major's got a good balance. Well, having in mind wanting to do most of them live, there's a few that I probably won't. Like we're going to play a couple off the CD, which you have the only CD version. It's only available streaming, but I did make a CDR for KGVM to have. But I tried this song we're going to hear next out live at the Filler, and it just didn't really work. And that's how it goes with some of these. I'll try them once, and I kind of instantly know if I'm feeling it, you know,
right.
And that's what I care about. I want everyone else to feel it too. But if I'm not feeling it, I can't.
It's probably, it seems like it's really unlikely that if you're not feeling it, that the crowd is going to, right?
Yeah.
there needs to be that initial push. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I guess you're never sure that it's going to catch even if you're feeling it. But without the first part, the second part seems not very likely at all.
So. Yeah. I really did think it was gonna be an instant connection classic, and I played it once and no. But I do think it's a very radio friendly song, and I think the recorded version's great. But again, like I've said the other times I've been here, I think I need a band. So
yeah.
If you're hearing this and you're interested, get at me.
There you go.
At the JK Connection on Instagram, or you can find me. I'm lollygagging around town a lot, so
I have to say that more than once, I think I've come across you at Cactus.
Oh, yeah. You'll find me there. And I've bumped into you at the Wax Museum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some of our
local. Saw you at Hebes, or now Town and Country.
Yeah. So some of our local establishments, especially mm-hmm. the music variety, good places.
You could also find me at Country Bookshelf, Vargo's, Isle of Books, out in Livingston, Bitterroot Records, Saks Thrift Shop, Bozeman Vintage, Cash for Clothes, Do-Overs. I love supporting local businesses.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, so the new album, Lit Major, all covers?
Yeah, it's all covers, but three of the seven songs I wrote. So I'm covering stuff from my own catalog that are at least 10 plus years old.
Oh, going back a ways.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, they're all covers. I've got, well, I guess we'll cross the terrain as we get there, but three of them are by artists that most people have probably heard of, and we'll get to those later, just to build a little suspense.
That's right. Keep it tuned right here, or you will not know what those three are.
Yeah, indeed. But this first one we're going to play off the CD is a tune called That's Right, and it was from a band I was in called Rat Poison. That was R-A-T-T, Poison. We took Rat's logo and Poison's logo and put it together. Although we were not a glam rock or butt rock band, we embraced the aesthetic. But it was a two-piece. I played guitar and sometimes sang, and I had a drummer, a great drummer named Kate Farstead, who just shredded, and we were really influenced by, well, a lot of the stuff in the Minneapolis scene at the time, but also by groups like Lightning Bolt and Japanther and bands doing this two-piece thing that was kind of punky and also kind of proggy. But we had this oddball song in our set called That's Right that was real poppy and upbeat. And we did it a lot different. You know, now I do it acoustic, but acoustic-ish. But yeah, and actually this one I wrote a new verse for. So verse 2 is the only new lyric of the whole album. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll give that a spin. So again, this is Lit Major and the song That's Right.
Yep. JK Connection.
That's right.
That's right.
Nice. That was cool. I like that.
Thanks, Bob.
It's a good sound, and the old becomes new again. That's a good deal.
I should put the old version online because it's just totally different than that one. And that's kind of the idea too. Looking at my old life with a new lens, I guess, and my own catalog with fresh ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not a cop out. I am not out of ideas. As soon as I finish this one, I have started on the next one and I've already got 5 songs cooking. So the new one is going to be all new, brand new songs.
Yeah.
Actually, there's one oldie. and I think I might have mentioned this in our last interview, but lots of these Connection albums do have a song or two that I have reworked, including the one I'm about to play next. Yeah, this next one is called Market and State Street, and it's from my first EP self-titled, called The Connection, and it was from a solo project I had called Jewel Electric that, of all the bands I've played in, was as close to the Connection thing I'm doing now as any. And yeah, I almost left this off the first EP, but it seems it became a Connection classic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the collection.
It definitely, it's got the earworm potential, I think, you know, of the songs on the first one. That it's one of those that I think kind of sticks in your head.
Cool.
Easiest, maybe.
Yeah.
For why ever that happens, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. And like, That's Right, this song just wound up being totally different than the original version. Even though I didn't try to, because I remember, oh, I liked that song from 10 years ago. How did it go? And it just wound up being totally different. But yeah, I'm going to play that, and then I'll do another oldie, then we'll get into some more new stuff.
Cool.
All right.
Circles right, I think I I might think about you more than you do. Better way the pain to stay head on the floor. Some said it, nothing ran to go behind the circle once. But it's done, it's not enough, they could have sworn. You went to the stack and crack your bag out of the heater, all turning black. I never refrain, keep coming back. All in your head, it never lasts. Much too soon, it's stealing June, but not quite me, I'll feel to you. Go to work, get a job, just like your dad. You'll call me to work, down, down, down. Illustrious Bob Wall every Wednesday. Dig it. All in your head, it never lasts. All in your head, it never lasts. In your head, it never lasts. All in your head, it never lasts. All in your head, it never lasts. All in your head, it never lasts.
Nice. A couple of those were both off your first EP, right?
Yep. Those off the first one. Yeah. Yep. And Revolving Door is I guess it's an old one by now, but that was new when The Connection came out in March of 2020. And it's probably my favorite Connection song. I don't know. I love playing that song. I can play that every night and not get sick of it, but we'll see. I can say that and probably regret saying that, but I have always enjoyed playing that one in the 2.5 years that I've been playing out. So yeah.
We'll see, you know, when you're up there pushing Keith Richards status, if it'll still be good or.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I remember seeing you at the Bob Moulds show at the Elm and what was the song everyone don't want to know if you're lonely. I think. Was that the one people were shouting out for?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he closed with it, and I was just like, man, he must be so sick of that. And when I saw it, were you at the Animal Collective show there too?
No, I didn't get to that one.
That one was pretty cool, but I was proud of them for not doing My Girls, their big hit. I was like, right on, don't do it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, just don't.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a, you know, it's funny. I can't really imagine what it would be like, you know, creating music and creating new music and then going out and playing. And it seems like probably the more popular you get, the bigger the baggage and the more mm-hmm. people expect all of the hits. It's like, you know, Joni Mitchell said something about that, right? About nobody ever asked Monet or whoever to paint a Starry Night again, right?
Yeah.
And but you know, for musicians, that's not the way it goes.
Man, did you see that Joni Mitchell at the Newport Folk Festival with Brandi Carlile and all those folks?
I haven't seen it. I heard it was really good.
It's a tearjerker, and she does like Both Sides Now. She does the hits.
Yeah.
And you can tell she's feeling it, and everyone on that stage is feeling it. There was not a dry eye in the house. But that, I believe that was her first public performance in 10 years or so. So
yeah,
a little break might do some of
the
songs.
Yeah, kind of reset some of the some of your feelings about the songs.
Yeah. But yeah, Revolving Door, I like that one, and I always have fun playing it. So
yeah, it's probably one of the other earworm songs, I think, for sure.
Cool.
So,
well, when people mention, you know, after a show or if I give them a CD and they'll check it out, if they mention any song, like, hey, I liked that one, I love hearing that. So,
yeah.
And I make notes of that. I'm like, all right, maybe that one's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think now we're going to get into some new stuff from Lit Major, my play on my degree I'm going to be picking up in a couple months here at MSU, literature major. And the album is Lit, and it's major.
That's right.
Cringy. But, yeah, I'm a Lit major, and I've just been really inspired by my classmates and just being a college student again. Yeah, if you see the cover of the album, it's some of my classmates, and I made a video with in one of my classes. So it's like, I can get all philosophical about the album, but it's really personal to me, but also kind of feels distant at the same time, like looking at myself through different eyes. So yeah. I put other people on the cover, and in the video I'm not in it either. And yeah, and I feel like a college student again. I am, but you know, I'm a good 10 years older than him, so
yeah, it's an interesting feeling just being around, for the most part, energized young people, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to take on the world, and
yeah,
the cynicism hasn't, I don't know, this might be a little different now. I don't know if this is true. It seems like maybe the cynicism might be creeping in a little earlier, little younger than it used to, but mm-hmm. They're still, you know, they haven't gotten the full impact of all of the crazy that they're going to be assaulted with in life. So
not as jaded as I am.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I try being around, you know, college age students, I'm just grateful, and I try to maintain that attitude of gratitude. It's fun, but I'm going to start with the cover. And this one, I guess this could have been the catalyst for the whole album. It's REM's Electrolyte, from probably my favorite REM album, New Adventures in Hi-Fi. And I've been doing this live for a while, and I think I was even going to put it on this time, my third EP, and it just didn't feel right there. And when Carpe Diem was rolling around, I didn't even consider putting it on there. But yeah, I guess, like I said, thinking about songs I want to do live, pretty much all of Lit Major you'll be hearing in my recent upcoming shows, whenever those might happen. But yeah, I've been doing this one live, and people flip out because I play the trumpet. which has always been a showstopper in all my bands, but I'm not even that good at trumpet, full disclosure. But yeah, this is REM's Electrolyte. Check, check, check.
Your eyes are burning holes through me. I'm gasoline. I'm burning clean. 20th century, go to sleep. Your plasticine. That is obscene. That is obscene. And you are the star tonight. Sun electric out of sight. Light eclipse the moon tonight. Electrolyte. You're out of sight. Light eclipse the moon tonight. you're out of sight.
Ancient Rome. Perfume on his eyes.
tightly to a fence. It's something flickered for a minute. It vanished, it was gone.
Man, I love that song.
Thanks.
When that album came out, I listened to Lou Reed some, but I got that album and about wore a hole in the CD listening to it.
Yeah. No, New York. Well, I think actually Rock and Roll Animal was my introduction into Velvet Underground or Lou Reed. But when I was 17, my great friend Andy and my old bandmate made me a mixtape with Romeo Had Juliet on it. So in a way, that song is almost like one of my own. I've been playing it for years, but never publicly or in a band or anything. But when I was thinking like, oh, I want to do some covers, that one was like, I got to do Romeo Had Juliet. And last semester I took a class on Shakespeare too. So it fits in with my whole literature theme.
There you go.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, but so, thanks, Bob. Yeah. I'm the Jonathan Kennedy connection. I got a new album out. It's called Lit Major. It's on all the streaming services, and Bandcamp, Spotify, all those. So
Bandcamp, yay.
Yep. And they're doing the Friday thing, and I was almost considering waiting a week or so to put it out. So I could like land on a Bandcamp Friday, but I just
you had to get it go. Had to get it out there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think Bandcamp actually they stopped Bandcamp Friday for a 2 or 3 months, I think, and then started doing it again. I was like, man, kudos to them.
It's, yeah, they're great. Yeah, but I mean, I'm as bad as anyone. I don't stream on Bandcamp that much. If I'm streaming, I do use Spotify, sadly. But my preferred method and what I listen to music most on is vinyl. And I'd like to mention I have an original pressing of Lou Reed's New York.
Oh, nice.
That I picked up at Cactus a couple years ago. But yeah, vinyl's the way to go. I also love CDs too. I had a tape phase, but never. I did love tapes for a minute, but as a DJ myself, tapes are the worst format to DJ with.
That is definitely true.
They sound bad. They're hard to cue. They're unreliable. They break.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you're trying to pull the tape out of the machine that got wrapped around in there until it turned into a rat's nest. And
yeah.
Yeah, and the deterioration is over not very much time, usually, if you play them at all, so.
Yeah, and you know my initial setup, for those of you listening, I'm playing acoustic guitar and singing live, but I have backing tracks that I made playing through a speaker, and initially I had those backing tracks on a cassette, but
yeah.
I've gone digital. But sometimes I wonder if I should put them back onto a cassette. For the backing tracks, they might sound kind of cool on the cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. But yeah, that's my setup. That's what I do. If you've never heard the connection before, I make these songs in my cabin and play guitar live, play trumpet live sometimes, and sing. But all the other instrumentation is pre-recorded.
Yep. And you you recorded all of the EPs yourself, right?
Yep. Yeah, I've just been doing it myself, and I'm looking at kind of gearing up my
my home studio too. I've been making small improvements here and there, but for this next one, I'm going to try and go pro with Pro Tools. That'll be the next step. But
yeah,
been using Logic and GarageBand too sometimes. Just whatever feels right, you know?
Yeah.
But I've got this Alchemy synth package that's kind of my staple, I guess. There's a lot of cool sounds on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, we don't have to go into the technicalities of it. But this one doesn't have live drums. Lit Major does not, whereas the last two did, which was kind of a departure. With this one, I was sort of thinking about going back to the original vibe of the first two EPs, sort of more electronic. And like I keep saying, just songs I want to do live, and playing along with these pre-recorded tracks, I'd sort of prefer to have a drum machine, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my spiel. But yeah, this next one is a cover of my old band, Mr. Hyde, who is a garage, we're like a 60s garage rock throwback band that had a pretty good run and came out of the ashes of this other band of a similar style called Velvet Davenport. I played drums in Velvet Davenport, and then with Mr. Hyde, I played bass and sang, and this song, Icicle Man, was like our hit, quote unquote hit. But it was always so fun to play. And oh, I saw this movie. Oh man, I can't remember what it was, but it was a pretty good movie. Maggie Gyllenhaal directed it, and it was about a woman who took a vacation in Italy, and it was kind of like a suspense movie.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but the soundtrack resonated with me, and they did this song in a jazzy style, and it was like G and F. Like when I sit and watch movies or whatever, I got my guitar in my lap almost all the time. So I was like, oh, this is kind of like Icicle Man. And then I wound up buying an auto harp for this song because I wanted to put auto harp on it. I wanted to make it in the style of the music I heard in that movie, and it did not wind up like that at all. But I think I still wound up with a pretty cool track. And it also sounds nothing like the Mr. Hyde garage rock version. But yeah, this is Icicle Man by me, Jonathan Kennedy, from my new EP, Lit Major. And then I'm going to debut another track from Lit Major after that. And we'll see how we're doing on time after that. Oh, boy. Here's Icicle Man.
Lifting the icicle man, doing whatever he can, wallowing in the machine, his pile's dirty and clean. Oh, oh, the icicle man. Icicle man makes a pledge, beautiful jacket blackish. The ice and the man and the cycle has begun. The icicle man burns the hitch. Oh, oh, the icicle down the stairs. Never touch the ground. What you've lost, you found at what cost. What found?
Skiddly poop.
Man.
All right, this next one's a cover, and you'll You might recognize it.
Charlotte's company. Young hearts can go their own way. Can't put it all over another movie. I don't care what others say. Say we don't listen anyway. Time has come today. Hey! All rules have changed today. I have no place to stay. Think about the subway. Would I have to roam? I have no home. I have no home. Now the time has come. There are things to realize. I might get burned up by the sun. But I've had my fun. Loved, put aside. Crushed by the tumbling tide. My soul's been psychedelicized. Now the time has come. There are things to realize. Time has come to me.
Nice. Those last two certainly seem to fit the goal of fun songs to play live.
Yeah. I've played Icicle Man at a few shows now, and it's instant connection classic for sure.
Yeah.
But I've yet to do Time Has Come Today live, but I think that'll be great too.
I think it's going to land in that same bucket.
Yeah. And yeah. I want to mention, because no one's going to pick up on it, but that middle part where I ripped the trumpet solo has Michel Foucault sampled, the famous lit theorist, French pretentious dude. So fitting in my lit major theme, there's Michel Foucault on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I think if we want to, we've got time. We can maybe roll the last cut off of Lit Major on
cool.
the CD.
Cool. Yeah. So this is the last song. It's called Flow. And he was nine when he wrote it and when we recorded it. He's 10 now. But my guitar student, August, wrote this song and also sings on it too. So it really stands as a metaphor for, like I've been talking about, just feeling new and fresh at the world and everything, and everything's full of potential and everything's really exciting. So Flow, I think, caps off Lit Major pretty well. So it's the John and Kennedy Connection featuring my student August on vocals. Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming in. And here is Flow. This is Flow off of Lit Major by Jonathan Kennedy Connection. You can find it out there on Bandcamp, or you can stream it on Spotify or the other streaming services. And I want to thank Jonathan for coming in tonight, and I hope you'll keep it tuned right here to KGVM. And have a great night, everyone.